Yeah, this is from Debbie Windsor on Facebook. She says, I would like to ask the candidates what their stances are on building social housing for rent. We have a dire shortage of affordable rents for families and single-person dwellings. Candidates, starting, I think, with Andrew this time. What's your view on that?
I favour it. I think it's perfectly sensible that that can be provided for by the council.
All right, Andrew Turner for the Conservatives. Thank you very much indeed. Next to answer is Ian McKee, UKIP.
One of the major reasons that we have a housing shortage in this country is because of the large number of migrant workers. 300...
Let Mr. McKee speak, please.
300,000...
Please let Mr. McKee speak.
300,000 was the net immigration figure into this country in 2014. They needed housing. This is putting a squeeze. This is putting a squeeze on the housing market. This is how we address the problem.
All right, Ian McKee for UKIP. Thank you very much indeed. Ian Stevens, Independent. Ladies and gentlemen, the candidates all need to answer. Ian Stevens from Independent.
Thank you very much indeed. There's a problem with the amount of social housing that is being built. The Isle of Wight Council, indeed other local authorities, should be moving forward and utilising some of their land in certain areas. Totally agree. But there's a lack of funding coming down through, and that's the problem. We're not getting the funding to actually build social housing at this moment in time. Now, we can do two or three things here. One, we can borrow, which seems to be the Lib Dem answer to most things, that we borrow off the PWLB or elsewhere to get some funding in. Or we can go into partnership with local builders. Now, I favour the second because that gives local builders and that gives employment. Now, we haven't been able to do that for a raft of reasons. But this is why someone with a local voice needs to be up in Westminster to actually say, come on, we need to do this. We need to make sure that the hands of the local authority are not tied. And
thank you, Ian. Again, you're out of time, I'm afraid.
Help.
Thank you very much, Ian.
Next to answer the question, David Goodall for the Liberal Democrats.
Yeah, social housing and social housing building has fallen off the cliff since the Right to Buy came in. If you look at the figures, 1950s, the Conservative government then was building 300,000 houses a year. There's now only 100,000 houses built a year. And since the 1980s, the house building has plummeted in this country. We have a housing shortage because we're not building enough houses, not because of immigrants coming in. So that's why we've got a problem. There's also a change in lifestyles in that there are more people living on their own singly. And when it comes to can the councils form a company to build houses, yes, you can do that. Eastleigh and Fareham have formed a company along with the housing association and a developer to build houses on council land, just that very thing. You can do it. It's been done elsewhere. I don't know why it's not been done here. If you build a house and you like sell it to somebody, they pay money for it.
David,
and okay,
David,
that way,
thank you.
Actually, we will make money.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will let David come back and answer that point, but we need to let all the candidates answer the question first. So next up, Vic Slouthian from the Green Party.
I think we've forgotten over the last 20, 30 years that homes are for living in. They're not for investments. You may have seen or heard my leader's brain freeze on this social housing. So let me just categorically explain it to you. We waste £23 billion a year on housing benefits, which is public money, which is given to private landlords. We build houses using a loan based on the money that we save. If we build houses, social houses, we have investments, and we no longer give money to private landlords, we have investments in our community, and we have homes for the people who live in the community.
From the Green Party, Vic Slouthian, thank you very much indeed. Labour, Stuart Blackmore.
If the Tories would like to force social housing associations to sell their houses, Why don't they do the same for the same courtesy to private people and private landlords? Why don't they do the same thing? Because they're not for that sort of thing. Social housing is a basic need. To go back to what Ian says, there's nothing to prevent the local authority from borrowing money to build social housing. There are no social houses left on the Isle of Wight. All the social houses were got rid of under Margaret Thatcher and given away to housing associations that now lives in their stock. Now, that may have been something that was wrong at the time, but we are where we are. And housing associations do a very good job. There are 8,000 people on the housing ladder, they're waiting for a social house on the Isle of Wight. 8,000 people. The only way that those people are going to get anywhere near a good house is to build social housing. I don't see any problem with the local authority borrowing money to build houses. It will mean jobs, and it will mean people paying rent, selling back. It will mean paying back the debt. The money will come from the banks, madam. They're out there.
Thank you, Stuart.
They've taken enough from you in the past.
Stuart, thank you, Stuart. Stuart Blackmore for Labour. Thank you very much indeed. There are lots of people, candidates, asking where the money is coming from. And in Debbie Windsor's absence, as she asked the question on Facebook, it seems like a good question for you all.
I think I explained that. Quite often, the Green Party are accused of where's the money coming from, where's the money coming from. I think I quite clearly explained where the money coming from. We actually start investing public money in our services rather than giving it to private individuals to run it for us.
Money. Councillors are sitting on billions and billions of pounds which the government will not allow them to use to build social housing. Release that money and get housing built and get people in work and give people houses.
Okay, Ian Stevens, that was Stuart Blackmore for Labour. This is Ian Stevens, Independent.
I'd just like to come back on that and wonder where Stuart Blackmore has found the billions that the Isle of Wight Council's got. We haven't. We haven't. And if we did have, what I've just said, we would have probably been doing by now. We've got to try and get central government to release to us so that we can pump, prime and build. And if we can do that, if we can do that, then we can actually start the ball rolling. We need to do that. We need to do that, and so we should. But the big thing is that the right to buy should not be reintroduced. I'm sorry. We don't want to lose that stock to the private sector again. It was one mistake too far.
Thank you, Ian Stevens. David Goodall and then Ian McKee.
Yeah, I mean, the right to buy should be removed, not further widened. In terms of where you get the money, if the council is the developer, along with a development company and a housing association, they are building houses for social rent and for people to buy. So the ones you buy, you make a profit on, and that enables you to build the affordable houses. So it can be done. It's just a question of getting on and doing it, really. And the other schemes... well, maybe we need to look at changing the council then, if it can't be done the other way. The other schemes that can be done are what's called rent to own, which we would like to introduce, and which is where you pay some rent and that gradually builds up a stake in the house. So it's a different form of mortgage, and that's for landlords that actually want to sell their house in the end. That's what we want to introduce. And there's also a scheme to help people who are renting, because renting is not the easiest thing in the world as well. You also need a deposit for that. So you need to do that and also get rid of charges to estate agents for those people who are renting. The people who are renting the houses out should pay the charges, not the people who are renting the houses.
Thank you. Quickly, Ian McKee, UKIP.
If we have out of control borrowing by local and central government at artificially low rates of around about 0.5% Bank of England rates, when they normalise to around about 5-6%, we will all be living in Greece.
Thank you, candidates, on that subject.